This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The Blodgett Peak fire now 75% contained. Investigators also looking for who could have started it after determining that fire sparked by an illegal campfire. Neighbors like Jeff Scharf aren't surprised to learn that an illegal campfire started that fire, telling us that people are frequently seen in the park past its 9 o'clock closing time.
It's literally every night. Summer, winter, there's always cars here. There's always activity going on. It's not well lit. It's at the westernmost end of, you know, Woodman Road. What if we put your personal property and possessions and loved ones at risk? How would you think about that?
Again, the fire is still not completely out. Investigators asking for anyone who might have information about who could have potentially started that fire to reach out to the Pikes Peak National Forest Ranger District.
Fire crews in Jefferson County are in mop-up mode this morning after some scary moments along C-470 southwest of Littleton. Flames were first spotted around 2:30 yesterday afternoon near Chatfield State Park, prompting evacuations in a nearby apartment complex and in an area known as King Carl Valley. In all, the fire scorched about 150 acres, but did not damage any structures. A shooting spree across the Denver and Lakewood areas left five people dead, including the suspect. Correspondent Gaddy Schwartz reports.
1201 William Street, 11 Adams, can be on a possible shooting.
It started Monday evening, spanning at least seven different locations. Officials say the gunman first opened fire in Denver, killing two women in one area and a man in another.
A police officer and two others were also shot and injured. It all started Monday night with two adult women and an adult man, the first to be shot and killed. Police believe the suspect ultimately opened fire in at least seven different locations. Denver's police chief said to see this type of spree take place is not normal in our community. Authorities are still working to figure out a motive.
The El Paso County Sheriff's Office investigating an overnight shooting in the Stratmore area. Sheriff's Office says one person was wounded early this morning in an apartment complex in the 1600 block of Hampton South. That's near South Academy and B Street. Victim taken to an area hospital for treatment of those injuries sustained in the shooting. No information about a possible suspect was released by the sheriff's office. Colorado Springs police investigating a Monday morning robbery. Police called to a business near Palmer Park and Academy around 10:30 yesterday morning after a suspect went into that business, pulled out a gun, then demanded cash from the clerk. They fled on scene with an undisclosed amount of cash. No suspect information was provided by CSPD.
It's still not known if Colorado Springs police shot and killed a suspect last week. El Paso County Sheriff's deputies say the man was discovered dead after an exchange of gunfire on December 22nd on Palace Drive. That's near Woodman and Academy. Officers were called to the scene after the man was accused of shooting at a neighbor's home. No other injuries were reported.
The push to resentence Rogelio Aguilera Madero's moving ahead. KRDO's Josh Helmuth with more.
A judge scheduled a January 13th hearing on the issue during a status conference yesterday. The case involves the crash along I-70 2 years ago that killed four people. Aguilera Madero's was sentenced to 110 years in prison after conviction on a multitude of charges. Many have called for a lighter sentence because they don't believe the punishment fits the crime. District Attorney Alexis King called it an exceptional case and plans to ask for a 20 to 30-year sentence. Josh Helmuth, KRDO News Radio.
Colorado Department of Transportation crews are working on areas of Interstate 25 between South Academy Boulevard and the Santa Fe exit in Fountain. CDOT engineer Dan Hunt says crews are creating pullouts where drivers can safely pull over if they have problems with a vehicle.
So when we do move traffic around, it's going to be kind of a tight area. So if you do have like a flat tire or some car problems, you got a safe place to pull into.
Nightly lane closures are expected to continue for the next few weeks. CDOT says pullouts will come in handy when crews begin concrete work on the interstate in the spring.
In El Paso County, residents who want to recycle their live Christmas trees can do so in several places. Rocky Top Resources on East Las Vegas Street began accepting trees yesterday and will continue to do so through the end of next month. The county's annual tree cycle program also held at six locations throughout El Paso County during the first two weekends of January. A minimum donation of $5 is suggested, with the money going to support community youth programs. More information on that program is available at treecyclecos.com.
And the Adaman Club is set for its annual New Year's hike up Pikes Peak. The club will begin the hike Thursday with a kickoff breakfast before heading up Bar Trail. The group will camp overnight before beginning the final climb to the summit of Pikes Peak. That fireworks display will greet the new year, and then a second fireworks display will happen at midnight.
Mainly sunny skies and cool temperatures ahead for your Tuesday afternoon. 44 degrees Colorado Springs, about 53 in Pueblo. And we will continue to see accumulating snow out to our west along the Continental Divide. Clear and cold overnight with morning starts down into the low teens. Mostly sunny once again tomorrow afternoon. 39 Colorado Springs, 45 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.